Okay, our college football conversation continues as we get you set and ready for OUTCU. Momentarily, we want to pause. We want to direct you to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. We love hearing from you at info@eradiosports.com and also follow us at Twitter @eradiosports. Okay, so the Sooners are headed obviously in the right direction, but let's talk about the significant improvements defensively. I think Mike Stoops has done a wonderful job this year, and he is really getting a lot of production out of his linebackers.
Well, it's the key development for the team and why this team has a chance to win every game. It's because they can play defense well enough. If the offense falters, the defense can win the game for them. And there has been a major change. And credit Mike Stoops for realizing what he did last year wasn't working. It's not what he needed. And he spent all offseason with his staff talking to the best in the business on how to stop the spread and how to stop the spread run game, especially the quarterback run game. And he came up with a defense that they felt would work not only against the spread, but they felt would work against bigger teams like Notre Dame. And even though in the two tight end set, Notre Dame had a little success against Oklahoma, they broke an 80-yard run. They also had a completion, a 30-yard completion to a tight end. So even though they had those things going, for the most part, Oklahoma's defense held up against what Notre Dame was doing. And I know Mike's saying that he has to tweak some things against what he calls 12 personnel, and that's two tight ends in the game, or 13 personnel with a fullback in the game, too. And they've got to tweak some things against those bigger teams because he's not very big. What he's done, he's put speed on the field. He's got Corey Nelson, especially sometimes lining up. He's an outside linebacker at 226. He's got Eric Stryker lining up all the time in the jack position outside at 202 pounds. Frank Shannon's 230. They're playing a true freshman when they go to a five-man front, an inside linebacker, and Dominique Alexander at a Booker T. Washington in Tulsa. He's 212 pounds right now. So he knows he's a little light in the britches. Their defensive ends, Tapper and Gresham, are 260-something pound guys. Now it knows they're 329. That's what you want. And very few nose guards are as athletic as Jordan Phillips is. So they've got that going for him. And I'll tell you what he's really got going for him. Those linebackers are playing at a high level, but that secondary can really cover. And he can do some things up front and leave those guys in coverage, and they're not going to get beat. And that's a big plus for Mike as he continues to evolve this defense in the future.
Well, the defense has certainly evolved. It's creating turnovers, hesitation, indecision in the quarterback's mind. But you were just talking about Frank Shannon and Corey Nelson. I understand these guys were high school teammates. They're out of Dallas, yeah. Right?
Well, hey, Skyline has linebackers everywhere.
They do.
One of the starting linebackers at TCU from Skyline. What a football factory, right, in Dallas. And OU's back there trying to recruit some more guys. I would, too. You know, it's working out pretty well. Those two guys come from Skyline. It's a great program. Their coach has been around for a long time there. He's a great guy. And that's a pretty unique thing. Three Dallas Skyline linebackers will play in this game Saturday between Oklahoma and TCU, and that's pretty special.
Talk to us about and give us a preview on the matchup with TCU. Of course, they stand at 2-2 right now, 0-1 in the Big 12. That loss against Texas Tech on the road, perhaps a bit of a surprise. I mean, the Red Raiders are playing well, but what is the biggest concern for the Sooners?
Well, just that the biggest concern would be they don't make progress. That they didn't peak against Notre Dame, that they can still get better because they need to. They're not a finished product. I like this matchup for TCU before the season better than I do now. And you and I both know they lost two starters in training camp. Now they're two best defensive players. They're great corner and their defensive end. They're both banged up. I don't know if they're going to play. That's a question mark. Paul Hall gets hurt. That's the quarterback they decided to go forward with. They built their offense around him. Now they've got a good replacement in Boykin, but he's a totally different quarterback than Paul Hall. And he's more of a running quarterback with a very strong arm. He's not always accurate, but he's got that strong arm. So I don't like this matchup for TCU right now. Unless their front plays, unless they get their key personnel on the field, unless Fields is close to 100%, I don't see how they beat OU. They don't have enough firepower. Brandon Carter becomes almost a one-man team along with Boykin as the playmakers coming in. Oklahoma's favored by 11. And if those players don't play, considering also all the other personnel that TCU has lost, even though Gary Patterson's one of the best coaches in the country and an outstanding defensive-minded coach, I don't think they can beat Oklahoma on the road unless Oklahoma just plays a bad game and allows TCU to stay in the game.
Well, the Sooners, they certainly can't overlook TCU because they're very capable of, you know, racking up a lot of points. They had 31 points in the fourth quarter against SMU last Saturday.
Yeah, that's true, and that's very true. Now, SMU doesn't have a defense that's anywhere close to the way Oklahoma plays. And Oklahoma's not looking past TCU. They respect TCU. Heck, TCU's caused OU a lot of problems. I think it was, 2004?
2005, Adrian Peterson, yeah.
2005. Right, well, you know, they roll in there and they upset Oklahoma. So Oklahoma's very aware of what TCU can do. That was a barn burner in Fort Worth last year. And the wind was blowing so hard in that game, I don't know if you were there or not, it was blowing 40 miles an hour, and Landry's got a strong arm,
And
he's trying to throw that ball. That ball would come out of his hand as a spiral, and it would end up a duck somewhere. And, you know, it was just a tough game to play. And Oklahoma ends up knocking a ball away in the end zone to keep TCU from scoring at the end to tie the game. So it was a barn burner there. And, it could be a close game here, too. Again, though, the injuries for TCU has really hurt this squad. Now, Gary's got a deeper team than he's had, and he said at Big 12 Media Days, one of the things they've done the best is that they've developed some depth, but they still have a ways to go. They've lost so many key guys, though, it's going to be tough for them to come in and beat OU. I mean, I think to be competitive, I just can't see them winning the game.
Do you know the status? Can you give us a status update on Fields, Devontae Fields? Is he going to be a game-time decision, or will he be ready to go?
That's what it sounds like. Sounds like for both those guys, it's going to be a game-day decision. So it sounds like both of them are pretty banged up. They're not practicing much. Fields has had, I guess, an average year so far. He was, after last year, and he played as one of the better defensive linemen, certainly one of the best freshman defensive linemen in the country. He hasn't had that kind of success right now, and that's been a little bit of a dilemma for TCU on that side of the ball.
James Hale has been with us this weekend on the Big East Sports Show right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. My final question for you, James, is, we were talking about this as the Sooners were entering into the season. Bob Stoops made a lot of personnel changes in the offseason. Obviously, Oklahoma's making a lot of strides. How much credit do you give to that? Because it's never easy to, make changes with your coaching staff.
Well, it's working out. I mean, they're 4-0. There seems to be a lot of enthusiasm in the program. The guys seem to be fired up. It's not that the coaches that left weren't good coaches. I just think the change has kind of rejuvenated the program a little bit. You bring in three guys with new ideas, two of the guys younger coaches. The third guy, just a very enthusiastic guy in Jay Boulware, who's taken over special teams and really brought some meticulous care to special teams, something OU has never had because they've never had a true special teams coach. And I think the new ideas and the new aggressiveness, the new avenues in recruiting they've been able to take, I think all those things have been positive for this team. And I think it's all been a positive for Oklahoma and for Bob Stoops. And I know it was tough for Bob to do. You got to give him credit for pulling that trigger. And also he changed offenses a little bit, changed defenses quite a bit. They're a completely different defensive team from the 3-4. They used to be a 4-3 team, totally sold to that with the Tampa 2 defense. They're not that anymore. They're a multiple defense, and they do a lot of things. And that's what the Stoops brothers cut their teeth on, was the defense they've been running most of the time that Bob's been here.
Yeah.
So those changes have been big changes for Oklahoma, and they're working.
James, quickly, as we get ready to sign off, tell all of our listeners where they can go and check out your work online at OU Insider.
OUinsider.com or the 247 Network. In fact, you can become a member of the site for free until the end of the year, and it's a great avenue for you to track recruiting, not only for Oklahoma, but across the country in the 247 Network. It's a great deal, and you can also check me out at sportstalk1400.com.
As always, a true pleasure. Thank you, James, for dropping by and getting you ready for OUTCU. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big East Sports Show.